these as it relates to canned foods and dry processed foods. Well, a lot of the food pantries provide those types of nutrients to folks, and that's great that you're getting something, but you really need to also complement it with healthy produce. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're trying to do. In these areas, such as Camden, for example, there are no supermarkets. Even if you wanted to buy produce, you can't. So what we do is we go down like a regular farm market. We load up. We've got 5 to 7 different varieties laid out. Customers, our clients, if you will, they mm-hmm. line up. We have recyclable bags. They take what they need. It gives them some sort of healthy food. At the same time, we're creating relationships in those communities with their youth, busing them up to the farm, mm-hmm. allowing them, these youth, fourth, fifth grade, whatever grades, to harvest and then bring all they harvested back home to their families, and whatever's left over they can give to their community. So it's really it's way of creating a relationship in an area way outside of Hunterdon County, mm-hmm. but then continuing to follow up each week and really keep that experience alive and hopefully give them some hope that that they can break out of the situation they're in but at the same time feed them with what's necessary to survive.
And you're bringing virtually inner city children to Hunterdon County to experience our atmosphere, our setting, and our environment.
With our youth. Our youth are there working hand in hand with
so
kids.
Role modeling almost.
It's you bring two different worlds
Amazing.
Together, great things happen.
Very cool. There's so much more to go on. We only have a few more minutes, so let's get the information out to folks that might be interested in volunteering, interested in donating, and or interested in being the recipient of your fruits and vegetables.
Great. If you need to contact us, if you have any interest at all, as you mentioned, either helping us from a physical standpoint, mm-hmm. a financial standpoint, or just as a resource if you're in need, it's americasgrowarow.org.
Right.
And on there, my email is on there, chip@americasgrowarow.org. Phone numbers are on there as well. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you. Even if you have a special talent, it could be randomly coming up with things, but, a design or accounting or anything. If you want to help us stuff envelopes, we accept any type of support from anyone.
Uh-huh. Where are you based?
We're based in Pittstown.
Okay.
At the Peaceful Valley Orchards location. Mm-hmm. And we do have the second piece of property in Milford that we just secured.
Okay. So anybody who wants to, say, help with envelopes, that would be in the Pittstown area, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. They can work out of their homes. Support us in that capacity as well.
Excellent. And one last time, let's give the information about the Farm to Fork event. When and where?
Farm to Fork is going to be June 9th at the Brady Life Camp in Pottersville, New Jersey. Just mm-hmm. go online on our website. You can see more details. And from 5 until about 10:30 that night, it's a jeans event. Nice casual is what the ladies call it. let's just say you don't have to blow the dust off your tux for this one. How's that?
Okay. And so that's on June 9th, and that sounds like a great opportunity for you to learn more about America's Grow a Row, but also to participate in some manner, shape, or form for one of those situations, one of those organizations that you just bop your head and you say, why didn't I think of that? And so we are so grateful to you to come up with this idea and that you had this opportunity to do it in 2002. And now look what it's doing. It's just, it's got nothing but upside. So good luck to you. And anytime that you have any type of events that are going on, let's organize a way to get you on or at least phone in to let people know what the next event is or what the next leg of your strategy is.
Great. Well, thanks for having me, Chris. Allowing us to highlight our program is what builds what we're doing. So we appreciate your support.
My pleasure. So stay in touch, Chip, and thanks to Jackie, right?
Yeah.
Jackie
absolutely.
Etter for allowing me the opportunity to get to you and bring you on today.
Great. Thanks again.
All right. Good luck to you. That is it for us here at HunterandChamberRadio.com. We are going to take the next hour to play some music to get you over to 100 Some Things About Money at the 11 o'clock hour. And then we'll be back tomorrow on Good Morning 100, 100chamberradio.com.
Walks of life, and we believe that if we can do it here in New Jersey, mm-hmm. there's no reason why we can't do it elsewhere. And that's why we call ourselves America's Grower Own, because the intent is that we're going to roll this model out into different states within the next, say, 2 to 5 years or so.
Wow. Does every state really have that capability? I mean, I certainly has a need, right? But, let's take like a Rhode Island. Do they have farms in Rhode Island that would be able to support this type of a program?
Well, it just so happens that my wife is from Rhode Island, so I can, lucky guess.
Oh, thank you.
I can speak to that they do have farms up there. And I uh-huh. would argue that if New Jersey, who, although the Garden State, mm-hmm. has experienced a lot of loss in terms of farming,
right.
If it can work in New Jersey, then I believe it really can work anywhere. And you know what? It's like anything. If mm-hmm. you have a dream, you have a vision or of where something can go, mm-hmm. and you have the people to help you get there, it's all going to work out. So I would argue that we could have multiple grow-rows in New Jersey alone.
Well,
clearly every state, there's no reason why we couldn't expand elsewhere.
Now, you talked off air about some upcoming programs, and you really wanted to get them out there. So let's talk about what you got planned in very short term. So let's go through those.
Sure. What we're expanding on is what we call our free farm markets, and that's where we go into food deserts. Food deserts are areas where there's zero access to any healthy food choices. You mentioned before about canned goods and the whole health piece as it relates to You know, canned foods and dry processed foods. Well, a lot of the food pantries, you know, provide those types of nutrients to folks, and that's great that you're getting something, but you really need to also complement it with healthy produce. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're trying to do. In these areas, such as Camden, for example, there are no supermarkets. Even if you wanted to buy produce, you can't. So what we do is we go down like a regular farm market. We load up. We've got 5 to 7 different varieties laid out. Customers, our clients, if you will, they mm-hmm. line up. We have recyclable bags. They take what they need. It gives them some sort of healthy food. At the same time, we're creating relationships in those communities with their youth, busing them up to the farm,
mm-hmm.
allowing them, these youth, 4th, 5th grade, whatever grades, to harvest and then bring all they harvested back home to their families, and whatever's left over they can give to their community. So it's really it's a way of creating a relationship in an area out way outside of Hunterdon County,
mm-hmm.
but then continuing to follow up each week and you know, really keep that experience alive and hopefully give them some hope that you know, that they can you know, break out of the situation they're in, and but at the same time feed them with, you know, what's necessary to survive.
And you're bringing virtually inner city children to Hunterdon County to experience our atmosphere, our setting, and our environment.
With our youth.
With our youth.
Our youth are there working hand in hand literally hand in hand with these
so
kids.
Role modeling, almost.
It's you bring two different worlds
Amazing.
Together, great things happen.
Very cool. There's so much more to go on. We only have a few more minutes, so let's get the information out to folks that might be interested in volunteering, interested in donating, and or interested in being the recipient of your fruits and vegetables.
Great. If you need to contact us, if you have any interest at all, as you mentioned, either helping us from a physical standpoint,
mm-hmm.
a financial standpoint, or just as a resource if you're in need, it's americasgrowarow.org.
Right.
And on there, my email is on there, chip@americasgrowarow.org. Phone numbers are on there as well. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you. Even if you have a special talent, it could be randomly coming up with things, but, you know, a design or accounting or anything. If you want to help us stuff envelopes, you know, we accept any type of support from anyone.
Uh-huh. Where are you based?
We're based in Pittstown.
Okay.
At the Peaceful Valley Orchards location.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have the second piece of property in Milford that we just secured.
Okay. So anybody who wants to, say, help with envelopes, that would be in the Pittstown area, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. They can work out of their homes.
People support
us in that capacity as well.
Excellent. And one last time, let's give the information about the Farm to Fork event. When and where?
Farm to Fork is going to be June 9th at the Brady Life Camp in Pottersville, New Jersey. Just
mm-hmm.
go online on our website. You can see more details. And from 5 until about 10:30 that night, it's a jeans event, nice casual is what the ladies call it. let's just say you don't have to blow the dust off your tux for this one. How's
okay.
that?
Okay. And so that's on June 9th, and that sounds like a great opportunity for you to learn more about America's Grow Row, but also to participate in some manner, shape, or form for one of those situations, one of those organizations that you just bop your head and you say, why didn't I think of that? And so we are so grateful to you to come up with this idea and that you had this opportunity to do it in 2002. And now look what it's doing. It's just, it's got nothing but upside. So good luck to you. And anytime that you have any type of events that are going on, let's organize a way to get you on or at least phone in to let people know what the next event is or what the next leg of your strategy is.
Great. Well, thanks for having me, Chris. Allowing us to highlight our program is what builds what we're doing. So we appreciate your support.
My pleasure. So stay in touch, Chip, and thanks to Jackie, right?
Yeah,
Jackie
absolutely.
Etter for allowing me the opportunity to get to you and bring you on today.
Great. Thanks again.
All right. Good luck to you. That is it for us here at HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We are going to take the next hour to play some music to get you over to Hunter and Chamber, some things about money at the 11 o'clock hour. And then we'll be back tomorrow on Good Morning Hunter and HunterandChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is heading to Lima, Ohio, where he will tour a manufacturing plant and also an army tank plant. Now, on Tuesday, Vice President Mike Pence was in Nebraska getting a look at some of the flooding damage, which is expected to cost the state and agricultural losses right around $1 billion. Vice President Pence has a message for everyone.
The American people are going to stand with people across Nebraska, across Iowa, across all of the 8 states that have been impacted by this severe weather and this flooding.
Captain Sully Sullenberger is blasting the FAA after 2 recent crashes of Boeing 737 MAX 8 airplanes. In an op-ed from MarketWatch, Captain Sullenberger says the crashes reveal the federal government has lost the ability to effectively regulate Boeing. Sullenberger also believes there's too cozy of a relationship between the industry and regulators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
The slow process continues into the investigation into the mass shootings that claimed 50 lives at 2 mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the latest.
We're told the youngest victim of the attack was only 3 years old and the oldest 71, as New Zealand's Police Commissioner Mike Bush explains the process.
We have to get the identifications absolutely correct. We have to prove cause of death. We've got all the expertise and resource required. We're doing it as quickly as possible, but in a way that ensures we don't make mistakes.
Another 50 were injured in the attack, 12 of whom remain in critical condition.
There are concerns flames could spark back up at the scene of a now-extinguished chemical plant fire near Houston. A spokesman for Intercontinental Terminals Company says that crews are still spraying out the tanks with foam and other fire-suppressant materials in hopes of keeping them cool. The fire was officially declared out at 3 a.m. today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Robert O'Rourke has been on the campaign trail since announcing he was running to unseat President Trump in 2020 on the Democratic side of the aisle. Now, O'Rourke was in State College, Pennsylvania, and he was asked his stance on third trimester abortion.
So the question is about abortion and reproductive rights. And my answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes about her own body. I trust her.
Abby Johnson is a former Planned Parenthood director who left the company and is now pro-life. She joins Fox News to talk about what she thinks when she hears O'Rourke make those comments.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think that the Democrats have swung the pendulum so far to the left that they have really ostracized a lot of their